The question for today is, according to the Bible, clearly and without any doubt, every living substance on earth was destroyed, including whales, bacteria, viruses, and seeds. These 20 million odd species were all allegedly husbanded on the tiny ark. Can this be possible? If every living substance was killed, how were the whales, fish, and other sea creatures harbored on the ark? If every substance was killed, how do we find the dove plucking an olive leaf? The Bible nowhere states that Noah had to take on board the ark representatives of every living creature. There were three requirements for the animals to be loaded into the ark. They had to be 1. Air-breathing, 2. Terrestrial or land-dwelling, and 3. Of the same biblical representative kind. You may verify this in Genesis 6, verse 17 to 20. The ark did not need to carry every species of animal. Many use the English word species and biblical Hebrew word myn, translated kind, interchangeably, but this is incorrect since they are not synonymous terms. The word species is much narrower. Many species can be included in one single biblical kind. The Genesis use of the word kind denotes an organism that reproduces others like itself. For example, only one pair of the dog kind would have been required, which would later breed into today's many species. Many creatures did not need to be taken aboard the ark because they were water dwellers, such as whales, dolphins, other fish, etc. It is estimated that the average size mammal and bird is about the size of a cat, not gargantuan like a camel, elephant, or giraffe. The ark was designed to carry only every biblical kind of terrestrial air-breathing animals, not the millions of species we see today. Many people today are under the false assumption that Noah's ark could not have possibly carried all its intended cargo. In reality, the ark was a gigantic ship. Assuming an 18-inch cubit, many scholars believe it was even larger, 21-inch cubit, Noah's ark would have had a total cubic volume of 1,518,000 cubic feet. That would be equal to the capacity of 569 modern railroad stock cars. It took Noah, his family, and we don't know how many number of workers, 120 years to build it. It is estimated that such a vessel would have a displacement nearly equal to that of the massive Titanic of the 20th century. No cargo vessel of ancient times even slightly resembled the ark in its colossal size. The ark could easily accommodate the number of animals required. If you would like a scientifically detailed study of the subject, Dr. John Whitcomb and Dr. Henry Morris, in their book The Genesis Flood, did an exceptionally thorough job of analysing the pertinent data relating to the physical dimensions and carrying capacity of the ark. Among many other things, they point out that many of the animals on the ark may have been put into a state of hibernation and could well have been literal genetic banks that through the years of proliferation developed the many species of animals we see today. You also asked, if every substance was killed, how do we find the dove plucking an olive leaf? As stated, not every living substance was killed. Only terrestrial, air-breathing creatures were drowned. Notice that nothing is said about taking plant life or seeds aboard the ark. The dove, bringing back a green olive leaf, was an indication that the waters were much diminished from the earth. We should also note that later worshippers of God accepted the flood as genuine history. They did not regard it as a myth. Isaiah, Jesus, Paul, and Peter were among those who referred to it as something that really happened. See Isaiah 54 verse 9, Matthew 24 verse 37 to 39, Hebrews 11 verse 7, 1 Peter 3 verse 20 and 21, and 2 Peter 2 verse 5 and 3 verse 5 to 7.